This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The player he's talking about? None other than Jameson Williams. Who, by the way, had 1,000 yards last year. So I don't know how to measure the breakout. I mean, 1,500 yards? 10 touchdowns, but that's glowing praise for Jameson Williams.
Well, so when you're talking about a guy that was a 1,000-yard receiver, it's hard to say that that wasn't the breakout season.
Because it felt like it was.
But is there, maybe the breakout comes with more ways to unlock this offense, more touches, and obviously more touches may mean more yards, but you know, was it 58 catches last year?
Yeah, he's 17 yards a catch.
Which is unbelievable.
That's really
maybe
good.
It's using him more in that mid-range as a target to open up things for Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs. Like maybe it's just instead of 58 and 1,000, it's 75 touches and 1,200 yards. Like I don't necessarily know, because of how impactful Amon-Ra St. Brown is, that you're going to have a huge jump in how many yards you have, because it starts to take away from him. It starts to take away from Jahmyr Gibbs, but it could just be in touches and a way to unlock another aspect of this offense.
Like, the possibility is exciting, because I felt like he already had his breakout. He had 350 yards in 2023. Bumped up to 1,000. That's the definition of a breakout. A 700-yard improvement, give or take. Mm-hmm. But the idea that there's more there. Wow, I mean,
maybe
you're
the
right.
Breakout is just he's actually available for 17 games.
Start 17 games. That's a good point. He only started 11, played 15. If there's a couple more games in there, I mean, he could have had 1,200 yards last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, St. Brown's the number one. Does he challenge St. Brown? Does this turn into a 1A, 1B? I mean, a true breakout season, that's what that would mean to me.
Well, I mean, if you have that ability. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, I don't think he's going to sit there and say, hey, we're still winning games, especially with this schedule.
Oh, he doesn't care.
And I'm not getting as many touches or as many yards, but J-Mo's getting more, but we're still winning. Like, I don't think it's going to matter to him.
Everything we know about St. Brown, his makeup, I don't think it would bother him one bit. Plus, he already got paid, so it's not really like that's going to impact him. He just wants to win. Do you have a breakout guy besides J-Mo? We could throw that out to people as well this morning. Do you buy a breakout for J-Mo? What does that look like? But John, is there somebody else on this team that you're circling for this season?
Yeah, I think the other one is clear. If you're looking at the other side of the ball, it's Terrion Arnold. And for him, DJ Reed's going to be CB1. For Terrion Arnold, as a first-round pick, to work his way into the CB1 role. And that's kind of what we expect for him. I don't know that we, at the time, nobody really thought that he was going to be available to the Lions. They had to go up and get him, but they still didn't think he was going to be available at that point. So for Terrion Arnold, and it's that leap from year one to year two, not as many PIs. You still want him to be aggressive. Some of those are going to happen, but not as many, especially early on or as frequently as it happened last year. it's also going to be in regards to just recognition and being able to shut down. Because if he has that type of, you know, breakout season against this schedule, when you know you're going to have to play Minnesota twice, their wide receiving core is as good as it gets. And with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and Dallas, and you think about the just the receivers that they're going to face, the quarterbacks that they're going to face, Kansas City, you know, and the fact that their receivers are going to be healthy. Rashee Rice is back. It's just he needs to have a huge improvement, a breakout type of season for us to be talking about them as going into the playoffs of hosting a game, winning the division, and winning those some of those playoff games. You're going to have, and maybe it's the same conversation of 1A, 1B at wide receiver as it is DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold, 1A, 1B at corner.
The challenge of some of this is a lot of the Lions players have already established themselves. So you are looking at only a handful of spots to have breakouts. Terrion Arnold fits the profile in that he played the most man coverage snaps of any corner last season. They put him into the fire and he got burned quite a bit. And he took some penalties and we talked a lot about it. But does that set you up for a year two step, a breakout? Sure. I mean, it's not like you're looking for St. Brown or Gibbs or Sewell or Decker, Ragnow or Goff. I mean, there's not a lot of guys you can point to quote breakout. I do think you want to focus more on defense.
Sure. And it's funny that you mentioned all of those names, but you didn't mention one that we believe is, it has arrived, is already a breakout guy. But that's Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I mean, so it's tiers of this. If J-Mo can, quote, break out by getting to another level, Aiden winning Defensive Player of the Year with 18 sacks would be a big breakout season.
Right. So, I mean, he had 11.5 in 23. He was on pace to shatter his own personal record last year until he was hurt. But if he can go from 11.5 2 years ago, and what was it, 7 last year when he got hurt, 7.5? To a guy that is contending for sack king. Last year it was, you know, Henderson. But that was, what, 17.5? I believe he led the league. If he can get to 18, dare I say 20?
I mean, yeah, that would qualify as a breakout season. And it has to be special for a player who's already established to, quote, break out. You're breaking into another tier.
Right.
The superstardom tier.
And if that happens, along with Terrion Arnold, along with J-Mo. Now you're talking about looking at the schedule going, though it's not about playing Kansas City or against playing Baltimore. It's you flip that conversation. Kansas City has to play Detroit. Baltimore has to play Detroit.
I'm going to put another name out there and it's going to get laughed at. And I don't even know if I fully believe it, but looking for someone to emerge on the defensive front. And last year when Aiden Hutchinson was healthy, his sack total was unbelievable. But you know who actually was benefiting and producing? Levi Onwuzurike. I think he had a half a sack in 3 of the 5 games. That's not a lot, but he's going to get playing time early with Aleem McNeil's injury. Is there a world where he is a big beneficiary in a contract year and it finally clicks? We waited 3 years for Javi. Does it finally click for Levi?
So in large part last year, the breakout for him last year was just staying healthy.
Yeah.
And now it's taking that experience, taking the opportunity because Aleem McNeil is not there and taking it to that next level and actually being productive. Because if you look at all of the numbers and you analyze it, then nothing really jumps off the page, but he was solid. His pass rush win rate is what was good, even though he didn't have the sack numbers, it was disturbing the quarterback. So if
could he have a 6-7 sack season from the interior and quote break out?
It's possible.
I know we've been hearing this song and dance for years, which is why I'm hesitant to even bring him up. But I think the ingredients are there for it. Playing time, underlying stats, Aiden already did on tape give him favorable matchups where he produced.
Yeah.
It's a name to consider, and you guys probably have some names out there. 248-539-9797. You hear the OC, John Morton, say, J-Mo, breakout season incoming. What does that even look like? Do you buy it? And who's your breakout candidate? Ticket Texter points out a breakout for J-Mo might mean a touchdown pass without an interception.
Against Chicago.
Could you imagine? Hey, Ben.
Be awesome.
It's 97-1.
Thanks, J-Mo.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John Morton, new offensive coordinator, breakout year. He's talking about J-Mo, who had 1,000 yards last year. What does a breakout even look like for him? Texter says, you mean one completed pass, no interceptions, and not being asked to throw the ball in the playoffs? Sign me up for a J-Mo breakout. What about Ennis Rakestra, John?
Yeah, I mean, I'd throw that in there. We just, okay, just like Onsarike, the breakout last year was being healthy for a majority of the season. It'll be the same thing for Ennis Rakestraw.
Yeah, Rakestraw would be being active.
Yeah, just be active. Just be healthy.
Other breakout candidates. What about Mahogany? Not a flashy answer, but a great breakout candidate as a full-time starter. Kyle and Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're speaking your language going to the offensive line there. People make way too much out of Hutch's last season. If you looked up who he was lined up against, he played second and third stringers before he got hurt.
I don't buy into that crap. Like, okay, you play against the teams and the players that are playing against you. They're NFL players. Right? Some are better than others, but don't come with that.
Texter says, am I allowed to say Aiden for a breakout? I know people say he's one of the greats, but the Tampa game skewed his numbers. I think he's really good, but we need to see more specifically in control. Bill in GT.
That's why when you were going through the list of, you know, and you basically named off all the offensive players, You didn't name Aiden Hutchinson. And I instantly thought,
could he be?
Could he possibly? Because it was 11 and a half sacks 2 years ago. We thought we were witnessing something special until it got derailed by the injury. And now, especially if they're not going to do anything to improve the other side, if he has a breakout season where you're talking about 15 plus sacks and the pressures with him still playing the same number of snaps or close to the same number of snaps, yeah, I think Aiden Hutchinson would be a part of that conversation as a breakout year.
Jack Campbell on the ticket text, actually a couple votes for Jack Campbell. So we need more sacks from linebackers. He's got the profile to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple people think the Levi thing I floated was actually kind of interesting. It says, if you watch those first few games, Levi with Hutch, it was noticeable. Another one points out he'll be locked into one-on-one matchups. He can use his hands. He's got the tools to be a solid rusher from the interior.
And I don't underestimate. Now, I know he was in a contract year last year, and he performed well. But now he's on a one-year deal. Don't underestimate the motivation for he wants that now third contract to be a big one. And if there's nobody that is set up to have more of an opportunity than Levi Onwuzurike because of the injury to Aleem McNeil.
Before we get to Heather's news, and then we're going to dive back into Baez, and we'll get to AJ Hinch top of the hour. Can we follow up on this Trey Hendrickson thing? We got some audio. He spoke yesterday, John, 22 minutes, where he said that things have gotten personal. He also would add that he will not play on this current contract. He was upset that Zach Taylor had reached out to him and told him, hey, you will be fined if you don't show up to these mandatory practices coming up here.
Yeah.
And clearly he is frustrated with this team.
Well, he showed up. He was in street clothes.
Right.
Not at practice, but he was there.
And he used it as a pulpit to push his side of the story here. I mean, he felt like he took them at their word last year on a one-year extension, and they're taking him for granted. Mm-hmm. He produced.
He did. I mean, he was the sack king.
So, yeah, and now what happens? He said he doesn't want to play in the deal. Is this more of what we were talking about, where he starts to become...
Well, it's more what Tom was talking about yesterday when we asked, you know, who's to blame? And he said, well, maybe it's Trey Hendrickson because, you know, he feels like he wants to stay in Cincinnati. He's not dry on the hard line. Didn't say, I'm going to sit out. I'm not going to play. Until yesterday, he said, I'm not going to play under this deal. Now he's going to have to hold himself to it.
He used the shark attack analogy. He said there's unprovoked shark attacks and there's provoked shark attacks. I think he's lashing out because he feels like he's been provoked.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to be the bad guy, but I think whether it's a moment with him and his family or his agent, this is their, in their mind, best course of action. Now rattle the cage and try to get out. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Over the weekend, a 15-year-old girl at a Lake St. Clair Metro Park fought off this man who attacked her, who was touching her inappropriately, making unwanted gestures. She was able to kick him in the groin, get away, and then go report it. The guy was arrested pretty quickly afterward. He was charged with one count of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, which carries a maximum sentence of 2 years behind bars. But just days later, this guy, a 23-year-old man from Detroit, was released on a $50,000 personal bond without a tether. And now the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office is upset by this. And so are some of the other parkgoers who frequent this area, right? But the suspect will be back in court on May 27th. But prosecutor's office really didn't want him to be released, right? Yeah. Especially without a tether, and weren't very happy about that. Early Tuesday morning, Michigan State Police arrested two suspects after a four-wheeler chase on I-75 ended near the Stellantis headquarters.
And you witnessed some of it.
I don't wish I saw it, but I didn't actually see the chase or anything.
No,
but
you saw
I
the flashing lights.
A ton of cars. I thought, what is going on? This is not like a normal traffic incident, right? Like there was a ton of cars right there. Police were chasing these three stolen four-wheelers down 75 southbound when the four-wheelers kind of got off the freeway, went into this wooded area in Auburn Hills. About 20 cars, and I think this is what I started to see, were blocking off Chrysler Drive, and they were searching for these guys in the wooded area. Two of the three suspects were arrested. They were continuing to search for the third, but I've looked, no word yet to see if this third guy was found or not. Probably eventually will be. I'm sure eventually his buddies will probably tell police who that was, and maybe not, maybe they won't, but I'm sure he'll be caught eventually. Crews in Southwest Detroit, I believe, are still battling the end of battling a really large fire that was taking place at the scrapyard. Broke out early this morning. Fire started around 3 a.m. Pictures of it are quite impressive. Thankfully, firefighters say they were getting everything under control that right around 6:30 a.m. No word yet on what caused that fire. A Kansas City Chiefs superfan. You might know him as Chiefsaholic, right?
Really
large presence at games at one point on social media, right? Would dress up in the costume. He was involved, you might recall, in a string of bank robberies where he stole about $850,000 so he could actually finance his social media startup, right? So he could actually go to games. He's going to be spending even more time behind bars. So this fan was sentenced to 32 years in prison on Monday, more than 2 years after he was caught fleeing from an Oklahoma bank robbery. So he's already serving 17 and a half years in federal prison for robbing 11 banks across 7 states. So this new sentence will be carried out after he finished. Like the 17 and a half years is part of it. So basically 14 and a half years after he's got to spend in a prison in Oklahoma.
Right.
Once then he gets out of federal prison. Am I understanding that right?
So they're not being served concurrently.
Yes.
Separate.
No, yes.
Yes.
They will be served consecutively.
Yes.
So that's a long time.
It's a very long time. I remember this story.
Did a lot of stuff.
Gosh, all for that stardom on social media, right? Like, yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
This summer, you can go catch a movie at AMC Theaters at half price. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what's the story here?
So starting in July, moviegoers can get tickets for 50% off. That's the normal adult evening price. So you can't get 50% off a kid's ticket. Or a
matinee.
Yeah, like it's got to be the adult evening ticket price. And it's only good on Wednesdays. But they say they have other deals going on other days. And you also do need to be a member, John, of the AMC Stubbs Rewards Program.
Of course you do, yes. Sell us your information and we'll give you a little trinket.
But Wednesday night, I know people get busy on date night if you try to work it in.
I think it's great.
Do you like going to the movies?
No.
No, okay.
Yes, if it's the right movie. I can't tell you the last movie I've been to. I don't know what it like.
These theaters have stepped up, though. I mean, you're basically sitting in these luxury chairs, and they'll
they're
bring you the food right to you. I mean, they're doing everything they can.
Oh, yeah. The last time I went, I brought a blanket with me because now they've got these huge recliners. You can, bundle up. I do like going if it's the right movie, but I honestly haven't been in a long time.
I think the last one I saw was Oppenheimer. So, yeah, it's been a little bit.
That's a long one.
That's a long time ago, too. Well, that was I saw Barbie in the movie theaters, but I've seen the movie since.
Yeah,
because it had the
No, I think I've seen one more since then. What was the rowing one? Boys in the Boat?
Oh, yeah.
Boys in the Boat?
Yeah.
Washington.
That's the name of the movie?
It's like an Olympic story. Yeah, it's actually a pretty good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good one. Yeah. You can get it at home
now. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Boys in the Boat.
It's inspirational.
Yes. Very inspirational.
Check that out.
All right, Heather with the news. Coming up next, Javi's walk-off, the story of the morning. It's 97.1.
Hey, grass is continuing to grow. And along with that, you get crabgrass, you get dandelions. We'll talk about those more in just a moment. But you need to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. 888-GET-GREEN on the phone, naturalwaylawn.com on the web. If you purchase a full lawn program right now, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1, the ticket. Now back to the weeds. It's not too late to treat for crabgrass. You got to deal with it now or else it's going to be a problem all year long. And the dandelions. They're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients, and if you don't take care of it as soon as they go to seed, they're going to spread like wildfire across your lawn. The Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, they're not going to give you a runaround, not going to tell you there's a problem this week, and then halfway through summer, there's another problem. They just fix it. That's the beautiful thing about it. They're a locally owned company for over 35 years. They're Michigan owned, Michigan employees, and Michigan families. They're involved in the local communities and local charities. So keep your money here in the great state of Michigan. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, 888-GET-GREEN or naturalwaylawn.com on the web. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He knew it right away. The catcher knew it right away, too. If you've seen that angle.
It's a great view. It almost looks like it's from the batter's box. Catcher turns around in absolute disgust, knowing that as soon as Javi made contact, that ball was gone.
What a moment. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, I'll echo that, Dan Dickerson. You got to be kidding me. 2 3-run homers and a walk-off for Javi Baez, who's hitting .320 and playing outstanding center field. Javi Baez in the year 2025. After 3 years of wishing this guy would just go away?
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's unbelievable that through more than 40 games, that's always the mark, right? Is it sustainable? Is this something that's real? Everybody uses the 40-game mark. Yeah.
John, this is a career year, and maybe he'll regress, but the guy's a two-war player through 2 months. Not even. It's unbelievable, the story. I don't believe it. If this was in a movie, I would say you're laying it on a little thick. Really? The walk-off home run, the 300 average, two home runs in the same game? This script's getting rejected. But it's real life, and it's happening in front of us. Like, that walk-off home run, take out postseason home runs. That walk-off home run is one of the great walk-off home runs in the regular season for the Tigers.
If this was a movie, we mentioned this earlier. If this was a movie, you would think that someone got a little bit too creative with the artistic license. Like, it's okay, we can suspend reality, but this, we all lived through everything that we saw, that we felt, that we knew to be true. And now all of a sudden you flip the script and he is one of the best players, if not the most productive at this time, outside of Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, he's the best position player on the team.
Yeah.
They're chanting his name, leaving the ballpark. What alternate universe? This is the upside down.
It's too bad the Pistons aren't still playing, because maybe we would hear Javi chant at the Pistons games like we heard Jared Goff at Red Wings games.
In terms of Detroit redemption stories, they're right up there.
It's absolute gold.
I don't know where that ranks for walk-off home runs for Tiger fans. I don't know where that is in terms of redemption stories the city has seen. I just know we're witnessing it in real time and we're loving every second of it. And you know what one of the great parts of this is? No one can do the I told you so thing, because we all wanted him gone. Like, we all were wrong about this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't anybody that said, yeah, let's let Javi play out his contract and just see what happens. We halfway through it, it was a disaster. We had talked, this is the worst contract in Detroit sports history.
Guys, that settles it. I'm sold. I'm getting a new hip. Unnamed ticket texter.
Yes, I mean, if this is the results of getting a new hip, there's going to be a lot of busy doctors in Metro Detroit.
We got AJ Hinch coming up at 8 o'clock. I'm sure it's a variety of things, the hip being part of it. But the hip wasn't a three-year problem, right? I mean, he's been bad for 3 years. It's more than just the hip. I can't really explain what's happening right now.
Yeah. I
mean, John, he's drawing some walks. He's not swinging the pitches in the other batter's box. He's playing a position he's never played at the major league level. And it's like a premier defensive position. It's center field at Comerica Park. I don't even believe what we're watching. I'm just like, pinch yourself.
Yeah, just enjoy it while it's happening. And enjoy the fact that in Detroit, right now, we have the best team in Major League Baseball. Like, let that sink in for a second. If you're just looking at, and okay, I know there's different teams playing different opponents in different parts of the country, but 28 wins at this point of the season is the best record in baseball.
You know why it felt so significant? It's not just Javi. Like, the Javi story is out of a movie, as we've talked about. It's because it's symbolic of the team, right? Like, it's Torque, it's Mize, it's... I mean, AJ's had a redemption story in all of this, right? He is maybe the loudest, most big, bold, in-your-face example of a redemption story, but it's a series of redemption stories that have propelled this team from... you know, being in the mix to being a front runner. So, like, last night, that the sound of the crack of the bat, and he knows it's gone, and he knows it's a home run. It's also that sound of the jolt that's been put back into this baseball team, personified in one game and one swing. So, I'm sure people are still buzzing this morning. We've got open lines, 248-539-9797. You can talk his redemption. You can talk the moment. We want to talk to you. Let's go to Steve in Northville. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. So last night's game was amazing. I'm watching it with my son, who's 22, and it really brought me back to Maglio Ordonez and his walk-off. I mean, it was that caliber. As far as the regular season goes, I don't remember anything as dramatic. And coming from Javi, it was just jaw-dropping. It was just incredible.
Yeah, like, Mags is in rarefied air because it sent him to the World Series. And Kerry Carpenter's home run last year off Class A.
Yep.
carries a little more weight because it's in the postseason. But in terms of regular season walk-offs, I mean, I was at Rajai Davis's walk-off Grand Slam in 2014.
Yeah.
That team was also competing for a World Series. Walk-off Grand Slam, better than walk-off three-run homer. But with Javi, there's the other layers to it.
There's so many layers to it. And, I mean, the one that I'll never forget was opening day with the snow globe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how could you possibly forget Miggy's walk-off home run? And some of it is the layers involved in that as well. And, you know, we always knew, hey, it's starting the season. It's the best shape of his career. You know, he's in terrific shape. And he was obviously near the end of his career, but that moment, and some of it was the walk-off home run, some of it was just the snow.
Yeah,
but it's unforgettable.
The scene, yeah. It's the moment that's more than even just, you know, winning that game. Ticket Texter says, this is the hobby you get when you're winning. I do think he's a big vibes guy.
Yes, but I'm not going to sit there and say, well, if they, you know, kind of one goes with the other, right? You're getting good production, which is why you're winning.
He's not like a passenger along for the ride.
Winning more games makes you more confident, and confidence is a huge part of baseball, especially a huge part of success at the plate. But I'm not going to sit there and say, well, if they go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak, that Javi goes in the tank. But it may be because he goes into a 3 or 4 game slump that's part of why they would go on a 3 or 4. I mean, because it's the chicken or the egg at that point.
He feels like, when I say vibes guy, like an infectious guy.
That's why they loved having him back in the locker room at the end of last year.
Ticket Texter says, brand new position, brand new player. Not rocket science, fellas. That's why we've run with the Javier Bays, and the Tigers have done the same on social media. I saw one last night. They had photoshopped his jersey differently. B-A-Z-E. The Tiger account. Like, they're having fun with this, too. He's a completely different guy. Could you guys imagine if the Tigers DFA'd him and he was doing this for somebody else?
Oh, that would hurt. We talked about that with Torque. You know, if they traded him and then all of a sudden this is the season he was having with someone else, it would sting.
How fun is this team to watch? Texter says, my buddies and I text during the game and we continue to be amazed. Last night, we nicknamed him Big Time Bias, Charlie and Troy.
How many people stayed up last night just because this team is exciting? So, and it was a fun baseball game to watch. Wasn't a great pitching duel, obviously, but
so as the game's
offense is fun.
Going, I took my little, you know, sleep gummy, not the stuff Evan takes, just like a melatonin gummy. And
don't give you a stash.
No. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to conk out when this game wraps up. And it went to extras.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey turns to me and she goes, you know, you could just go to sleep and catch the highlights tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which
you didn't miss your window.
But I'm like, no, I just want to see how, because it's such a great game. I mean, Torque homers, Bregman's homering, they're going back and forth. The lead changes, come from behind, extras. How about Trey Sweeney in the 10th, 2 outs to tie it up? How about Jace Young, sneaky, finally getting a hit? That's what made it a walk-off for Javi when he went yard. That was a great baseball game.
It was. It was fun. It was entertaining. Everybody loves offense. And, I mean, you don't want to give up 9 runs, but when you're scoring 10 throughout the course of 11 innings, it keeps you interested.
Fun night at the ballpark. They're chanting his name. We'll get your phone calls in next. AJ Hinch, top of the hour. It's 97.1. First of 2 3-run homers for Javi Baez. Dan Dickerson on the call. Fun night at the ballpark. We're buzzing all morning talking about it. You guys are great. We'll get phone calls and ticket texts in the mix. AJ Hinch, love that this worked out. We've got the manager on today at 8:02. A quick NFL news. John, it's been reported that Thanksgiving Day, the Cowboys will host the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep, 4:30.
We still don't know the Lions yet.
No.
Very few leaks with the Lions.
No, very few leaks. And we know the reason it's kind of surprising that there hasn't been a lot of leaks is the Lions are going to get a lot of primetime games.
Have to. They were one of the most watched teams in football.
Yeah, and will be again. Especially with the schedule and the matchups that they're going to have.
I mean,
it's a primo schedule.
It is. All right, let's get to the phones. Bernard and Pontiac. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, you guys. You guys got the best show in the world. God bless you guys. I just want to say, I'm 100% Puerto Rican. It's nothing more that I feel so proud of. The magic came back to that, to this team. You know, I know he was going to come back. I know it. And he proved it last night. He proved it every day right now in 2025. And, you know, the world need to be ready for history in Detroit with this guy. You know, I just, you know, I'm so, you know, so proud of this guy. And, you know, he, you know, Detroit's going to go, you know, we're going to go all the way this year. You're going to, what, you're going to remember me. Remember Bernard. We are going to go all the way.
Bernard, I appreciate your confidence in the Magic, but also in Javi. But I think you are one of very few that had the confidence that he was going to have a season like this.
I know that I never lost the faith on him because I play baseball in Puerto Rico, you know, and you know, I know the kind of a guy he is. You know, he's not a give up guy. You know, he just you know, he came back. You know,
he certainly
came
has.
Back, and I'm so glad. I'm so happy that you know that we got him back because you know, I feel proud to be Puerto Rican and we got this guy right here in this team and we're gonna make it happen.
Yep. We can hear the pride in your voice. I mean, that's, it hits a little extra there.
Sure.
His home run yesterday, it's one win, but it felt like so much more because it's this exclamation mark on the start that he's had. He is kind of a symbol for so many on this team, Mize and Torque and even AJ to an extent, that have had to redeem themselves and bounce back. It just hit a little different than your traditional walk-off home run. Now, we did have the guy comparing it to Maglio, and he got called out. He said, come on, that guy's an idiot. That home run sent us to the World Series.
Yeah.
Javi won us a series against a very good team in May. Yeah, we're trying to put it all in perspective here. Texters have shouted out the Rajai Davis home run against the A's. Heather, you were working that game.
I was. I remember that. That's, when you mentioned this, that's the first thing that came to my mind because it was also like one of my first seasons working there, so it was super exciting.
Yeah, I was at that game. I was an intern at the station at the time.
Okay.
And I was there with Rieger, and we were in the tunnel right before the homer.
Yeah.
And I'm like out on the field after the game. Like, this is such a cool moment as you're getting started in this business. How about this? I like this ticket text. Time to trademark, do you fear Javier t-shirts? That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Someone is going to make a lot of money on fear Javier.
So let's just go back to last night.
Yeah.
And with that as the context, fear Javier. Dingler strikes out to end the 10th. The 11th inning comes around. They're down. And Jace Young, is it Jace Young and Javi Baez are due up? And you're sitting there going, I don't fear any of this. I don't fear the bottom of the lineup.
Young is a surprise that he got a hit, and it's critical that he got that hit. But yeah, think about it. The bottom three, four guys in the order, Sweeney had the at-bat in the 10th, two outs to tie it up, and then, yeah, you end up with...
Since Dingler was the last one...
He was on out, second.
He was on second. He's the ghost runner.
Yeah, zombie runner.
Jace Young gets on. And at any other point, we would all had this massive groan as Javi came to the plate.
In years past, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's Javi Baez.
Yeah, boy.
And then that moment happens.
I even think earlier this year, there was a game where Javi was like the last at bat. I'm going, oh, boy. Because this is before he had really turned it around.
Right. I mean, I'm curious last night, like how many people are buying into what Javi is doing, or did you have that groan moment knowing that it was Jace Young, Javi Baez, and all you're doing is hoping let's just get to the top of the order. Let's just get Kiery Carpenter up.
Well, he had been taken out of the game. It would have been Malloy. Oh,
right. You're right. Yeah.
A couple quick ticket texts, and then we should collect some thoughts on that, whether that's changed in a way where even anticipating Javi at bats, I mean, it's a completely different world. Texter says it's special to root for Javi. He went through sports hell for years. Couldn't be happier for him. May have brought some tears to my eyes.
Wow, that's the second time somebody's cried over this.
Funny thing from last night, while cheering for Javier Baez, my wife says, I thought you hated him. And I said, that was a different guy.
Yes, that was Javi.
This is Baez. He's playing with a great attitude, changed positions, didn't bitch and moan like Devers did with third base. Love the story. So we got a lot of, you know, emotions today. We've also gotten a little bit of this, John. Trade him while you can. It's an undercurrent. It's not a lot of text. We did have the call earlier. You want to address it here?
Yeah, we can address it. He's the most productive offensive player you have right now. Why would you, as the best record in baseball, trade your best position player?
You don't do that.
And I understand the context of
it's never
going to
be better and it get out never from be under it.
But it's so, okay, we're having those arguments as well. If you're one of the other general managers, what type of value? We know the value that we have in this moment with Javier Baez. Who else is going to be willing to, or what would they give up to get Javi Baez right now?
Well, there was a time where we would take literally anything just to be out from under his contract.
Yeah, give us the old sweaty bag.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that did not come out right.
I'm just going to...
yeah.
Sure, give us
athletic
that.
Athletic bag.
Yeah, where you keep the baseballs. John. John.
Yeah, that one didn't end right.
I know it's not what you meant to say, but you said it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Even if I say equipment bag, it's just not going to get any better. I'll just stop.
Yeah, there's a time
AJ Hinch up next.
Where we would take literally...
or maybe news.
Oh, God, get him out of this.
There was a time where we would take literally anything for Javi Baez. And, but I looked at it like this. They were willing to spend with his contract on the books, so I'm not going to let this contract be some obstacle to contention, and it's not right now. He's their best position player on a first-place ball club. And yeah, the BAPIP suggests he's going to take a step back. You know what? You'd be crazy to trade a player contributing to a team right now.
Yeah.
Even if you could get a...
The impact on the locker room and the clubhouse would be awful as well.
As nice as it would be to get that sweaty... What did you say? We'll get to AJ.
You heard it. I don't need to repeat
AJ
it.
AJ Hinch next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.